Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I know that I said that I was going to start at 7 today. What up, Nedley Mandingo? How are you, buddy? I want to thank everybody. Raymond B's coming in. The reason why I did not start at 7 tonight, and it was my fault, was not my producer's fault. But he scheduled a guest for me, and this is going to be one that I think the guys are going to love. Mariana, Mariana Kadori, I don't know, Iggy T's in here. What up, Iggy T? But Mariana, she's calling me from the United Kingdom, and a little bit about it, about me. Fitness is not only about how you look on the outside, but the strength within to walk with confidence and have the tools to live a long, healthy, and purposeful life. So I got that coming up at 6:30. I got plenty of great things to talk about as well, too. Nedley Mandingo, you were right, man. And thank you, Fozzie. Speaking of Fozzie, Fozzie has hired me, and I'll get into that here in a few. Fozzie, I think this is a great idea on his part. Like, I don't know many people that are bigger Bubba the Love Sponge fans than Fozzie. Even though, like, sometimes he kind of, like, rubs people the wrong way. But Fozzie, he's hired me. He's got a new endeavor, and I like this. You know how, like, you can hire lookalikes or impersonators to show up at your party and stuff? Well, Fozzie, he goes by Bubba Blem on Twitter, and he's one to go out and do his impersonation of Bubba the Love Sponge, and people can hire him. So he's actually hired me to do a live read if you're interested in hiring Fozzie to show up as Bubba the Love Sponge at your parties and stuff. He's got like a whole like list of things. Thank you. Do I really look dapper? Is it because that I shaved? Is that what it is? I don't know. Because I Nedley Mandingo, dapper, say it. So I'm waiting on Mariana. I know that I probably, see, because it says here, you know, whenever you book these, because I do use a booking service, like it's called Podmatch. And it talks a little bit about, you know, English and Portuguese. And I've always, I don't know, something about the Portuguese. I always relate Brazil and the Portuguese because a lot of people think, you know, it being Fozzie coming in with $20. You know what, Fozzie? You're kind of forcing my hand here, but I'm going to go ahead and read what you want me to do. So Fozzie, he writes me this stuff, okay? And he's changed up his Twitter handle a little bit. Bubba Blem, at Bubba Blem, if you want to follow him on Twitter. In his profile, it says, Theater of a Bubba Army Mind, if you will. Fozzie is Bubba the Love Sponge Blem. Bubba the Love Sponge Blem at gmail.com to book Fozzie for your needs and showing up and impersonating one Bubba the Love Sponge. And if anybody can get this down right, it is Fozzie. And this is kind of a little bit of the list here. What do you get from the Bubba Army Mark that has everything? Get them full his with Bubba the Love Sponge Blem, if you will, at your next party. And this is what it is. Fozzie in BTLS costume. Bubba speak in Clemenisms. Fozzie, call in, please. Because maybe you can help me explain this a little bit better. Bubba mannerisms. ear grips upon request. I mean, that's one of the things about hanging out with Bubba is getting the ear grip. So this is what Fozzie's doing. I mean, Dr. Dan can send me a cease and desist. I mean, can Bubba really be mad at me? Yeah, ear grip Willie. Can Bubba really be mad at me if somebody's wanting to hire me and pay me to promote his new endeavor? Fozzie, call in if you can. Yeah, see, this is him right here calling in. I gotta super serve my advertisers. Fozzie.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Fozzie, man, I want to thank you. I think you might be, like, since I've started doing the live stream, you might be, besides myeasywireless.com, who is the studio sponsor, you're the first person to throw some money and put your money where your mouth is to support the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And I want to thank you, Fozzie.
Well, that's what's up, buddy. I'm going to be the only one, possibly, at the TARP, the Tuttle Army Royalty Party, if you will. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think you're doing a great job. The show is kicking ass,
and we're doing C rings, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm trying to keep it PG. We're not doing like regular rings. Like we're doing C, you know, Cis rings. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mark me down for extra small.
But could you imagine that, though, if everybody was, like, on my OnlyFans showing off their C-rings that you got from being an early enlister, Bubba, you know, Tuttle, Daily Podcast Royalty, wearing a C-ring?
That's the word. That's your C-ring short of the big time, buddy. One C-ring away. But yeah, I was listening to you talking about the Bubba the Love Sponge blim gimmick, if you will. I mean, and it hit me. It's like over the years, I've been marked as a troll over Twitter, but things couldn't be further from the truth. I'm a big Bubba mark, as you know.
Do you guys still get... are you on good terms behind the scenes with people, or is it all work?
Buddy, I think I'm in good with SOS Rick and a couple of the others, but some of the Bubba Army chat room moderators, if you will, the Iggy's, a couple of the Donkey Teeth gimmicks, possibly they got a hard on for your
why
boy.
Though? Why is it because they hate you because they ain't you?
I think that's a large part of it, but I think part of it is, you know, my child support. I've got a bit of a deadbeat gimmick going on.
Why do people want to, I mean, even Calta, Calta used to mess with you about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's their one-trick ponies, kid. That's what it is. That's what they have to go on. And, you know, like I said, the child support had gotten away from me. And
how much were you in the rears?
Pardon?
How much were you in the rear, if you don't mind me asking?
Upwards of 60,000, I believe.
Whoa!
So, there was something going on in the Bubba Army chat room this morning about somebody was 6,000 behind, and I was like, tisk, tisk. That's nothing.
How, now, and you don't have to get into any of the details, just tell me if you're not, but like, a daughter, a son, how many little Fozzies you got running around?
A couple of Fozzettes, if you will.
Oh, okay. Now,
they're grown, so I mean, everything.
How old?
Child support stuff is irrelevant. 25, 27, respectively.
I'm not trying to, but I mean, run the numbers a little bit on them, you know.
That's kind of part of the reasons for my second job, buddy, my BTLS Bubba the Love Sponge blimp gimmick. I mean, that's why I'm wanting to come to these Bubba Army parties. I mean, it might be getting count on you might be something that maybe the Bubba Army wants to get a troll to their party. Either way, I could be at your party as Bubba the Love Sponge doing Bubba mannerisms.
How authentic is it going to be? Like, I mean, are you going to hit the little bitty, like, because the little things and the details is what's going to sell it.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to snap right in a Bubba the Love Sponge. Blam! Everywhere I'll be at your party. Yeah, when you ear grips. Checking out your chicks. I'm going to shout out making mixed drinks with only Diet Sunkist. What do you order? Get a Jack and Diet Sunkist. You know what I'm talking about? Doesn't work with me.
All right, Fozzie.
Eat all of this for $50 an hour.
Well, Fozzie, man, I want to thank you for being a loyal sponsor of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And I hope you have a great day, man. I'm going to hit it one more time before the end of the show, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, man. See ya. All right. So I'm just waiting on my next guest. It's Arrears, not Rears. All right. Well, thank you. And see, look, I'm not one of those radio hosts that doesn't like to be corrected. Like, it's Arrears, not Rears. Well, hey, Nelly Mandingo, just like some of the radio hosts that I've worked with, you know, like, they don't claim to be the smartest, but they're good at their crap. This is one of the most Florida stories that I've seen in quite some time. And any of you people would have been like, all right, this is definitely a Florida story. But this guy ended up buying some methamphetamines. This is out of the Tampa area. And he ended up buying some meth. And he wanted to make sure that his meth was the real deal, that he wasn't like getting bath salts and stuff. And this is like I said, definitely a Florida story.
A Spring Hill man called authorities concerned about the meth that he had just purchased from strangers at a bar.
Yeah, this is real.
All right. So I don't know how I feel about this, okay? Now, I'm sure that this guy got into trouble. But also at the same time, wouldn't law enforcement and stuff want people to be safe and not buy drugs that were laced with fentanyl or bath salts and stuff? And this guy, he not in his right mind, because you're an idiot if you call law enforcement and ask them to come out and test your illegal drugs that you bought. But also at the same time, wouldn't law enforcement, they're there to protect and serve, correct? Why is this guy, I don't know. I can understand and see why this guy. Yes, it is. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna have to go back to this story because my next guest is on. Hey, how are you?
Hello. Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Hey, now, all right. So I always do this with the guests and stuff, and I'm always horrible at pronouncing names and stuff. So please, please forgive me. Is it Mariana? Mariana? How do you pronounce your name?
That was perfect. I say Mariana Cadori, but, you know, I'm Brazilian, so it's difficult to pronounce. You did a great job.
Hey, so before we get into the interview and stuff, tell my audience a little bit about yourself, how they can check you out, how they can contact you and stuff before we get into the interview.
Okay. My name is Mariana Cadori. I'm an author of the upcoming book, F the Diet, How to Get Out of the Roller Coaster of Weight Loss and Lose 1 kilogram per week. My website is www.mariananacadore.com. So marianacadore.com.
Now, all right, so you got to understand, you know, us as Americans here in the United States, we believe like everybody should go by our unit of measurement. You said a kilogram there. Let's get the translation down, because Americans are like, oh, you need to, you know, go by our measurement. So a kilogram, what is that in pounds?
Exactly, 2.2. So 1 kilogram in pounds. Exactly 2.205.
Now, okay, so when it comes to weight loss, this is something that people are battling, okay? And there are so many mistruths, and I think that's why people struggle with being healthy, and it's all about how you look in the mirror and stuff. And I think that people can be healthy and have, because there's so many different body types that are out there. Mm. What do you suggest to people that are wanting to start taking their health a little bit more seriously and not get discouraged?
Oh, that's exactly what the book is about. I want to ditch the diet, forget about all these things, unsustainable, and that, you know, we feel crap because we fail and fail again and fail again. It's starvation diets, it's extreme workouts. The main thing is to work out what is behind, what is the cause. Some people might be having problems in the gut and just need a better bacteria. I don't know if you know.
Probiotics. I take a probiotic every day, and I'm seeing so many more studies about how your mental health is related to your gut health as well, too.
Yes, absolutely. And some people just cannot lose weight because of the gut health. Sometimes it is actually inflammation in the body. There's so many reasons. I try to address most of them to bring a health lifestyle instead of eat less and do exercise. We all know about this, you know? And if it's not working, there is something behind. So my whole methodology is a 5 pillars methodology, and it is made for you to succeed. And 1 kilogram, 2.2 pounds is something that you can achieve. You don't need to do anything crazy.
I mean, do you suggest to people to make reasonable goals when they start working out? Because a lot of people, you know, nowadays is that we need it now. We got to see results now. We got to be able to look in the mirror and be like, man, this is really paying off and stuff. And I think a lot of people do get discouraged, right?
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. And the main idea is to drive you to the place like, I'm beautiful now, I'm wonderful now, I'm worthy now. We're going to have clarity on the goals and have exactly what you want, and you can see. I need clarity in the mind of my people. They need to know where they are going. They need to know why they are doing this. And without enough reasons for them to go, you know, there is always a party, there is always a cake in front of them, there is always chippies around. So if you don't have enough reasons to do it something to change your life, it is almost impossible.
Hey, Mariana, so you're originally from Brazil, correct? Correct. You said that at the beginning. How did you end up in the United Kingdom? Like, how do you go from Brazil? I know both countries are proud football fans, soccer fans here in the United States. What made you want to go to the United Kingdom?
Well, I was a national team rower for Brazil.
A rower?
Yes, a rower for the national team, yeah.
No, for Brazil. I did not know that Brazil, because you think of Brazil, volleyball, soccer, all that stuff. But rowing a big sport in Brazil?
It is not a big sport, but it was the sport that somehow someone discovered me when I was younger, and they like, you are a rower for sure. And I'm like, no, I'm not a rower. And then I'm like, where do they have this thing, rowing? And so I start to discover. Actually, they found them. They start the soccer clubs in Brazil after the rowing. So the rowing was the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then it became a soccer club, like Botafogo, Vasco, Flamengo, all these great clubs.
Flamengo started with... I'm a big soccer fan. It wasn't that the country where they just lost a bunch of the players. I think one of those soccer teams they had a plane crash or something there, because I'm a big soccer fan as well too. Now, Brazil. Now we talk about body image and stuff, and everybody talks about Brazil. You know, sometimes it comes down to genetics as well too. Why is it that the Brazilian women, especially, they're very curvy, voluptuous, but in great shape? Is that all down to genetics as well too?
I will say to you that Brazilians have a lot of care of their image. It is very ingrained in our society how we look, which is very detrimental for people that is not in perfect shape and something like this, but they are obsessed for their looks, and they actually doing a lot of plastic surgery nowadays.
I mean, everybody wants that Brazilian butt. Everybody's like, you know, you want that Brazilian ass. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like, you know, a chauvinistic man or whatever, but I'm just my audience and stuff. We're talking about health and body image and stuff like that. That's what people think when they think of Brazilian women.
Yes, that's true. I don't know. I think we have a lot of carnival in Brazil and a lot of exposure of the body because it's warmer than, at least I am in London. So here it's cold. We don't expose much the body here and people are very private here. So the bikinis are three times the size from the Brazilian one. And I think this make people really take care of the image in Brazil because they know they're going to expose their body.
I'm a big movie fan, and I know this isn't related to, and I'll get back on task here. One of my favorite movies, a lot of people don't, especially Americans, they hate having to read subtitles. One of my favorite movies of all time is Kingdom of God out of Brazil. Have you watched that before or no?
Yes, it makes me cry so much. It's very strong.
Yeah. Now, is there a lot of truth to that movie? Because, you know, in Hollywood, they like to Hollywood things up. What was it kind of accurate? Like, what part of Brazil did you grow up in? Because like any other country, there's got to be good areas and bad areas.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. What they show in the movie is a reality in Brazil. We kind of have this lack of equality in Brazil when the rich is quite rich, the poor is very poor, and there is the middle class in between. I was blessed to grow in the middle class, so I didn't face it
the adversities
in the first place.
You didn't face the adversities that some people had to.
I did face.
Oh, you did?
But knowing the first level, I being exposed to, let's say, 400 shotguns and a few bombs. That was, if you want to know, it's like a war. Mm-hmm. And I was just in a safe part of the of Rio. So I've been through like a family being kidnapped. All of this I've been through.
Really?
So if you think I haven't been exposed, I've been.
Yeah.
Brazil have these problems of inequality and there's huge problems, corruption. So it is difficult to get to a place. People are beautiful in Brazil. Yeah. I have to say people are absolutely beautiful. They love people. They, if they go in their house, they will offer to you everything. And so people are beautiful, but we have a problem. And the problem, I think, starts with corruption. But
that's with any country, you know, because I read a lot of the stuff. They hosted the World Cup, the Olympics, a lot of people getting displaced. You're talking about, you know, disparities in the rich and the poor, and they ran a lot of people out of their favelas and stuff as well, too, there. All right, so I want to get back into it. My guess is Mariana. All right, so what are some of the biggest dieting mistakes that people, you know, people think that, you know, there has to be a balance between working out and dieting, but what are some of the dieting fads that people like look at? Oh, you know, I'm going to go Atkins, no carbs, or I'm going to go into a paleo diet and just, you know, eat meat and vegetables and stuff like that. It does it work for some people and not work for others? What do you tell people not to get trapped in those dieting mistakes?
I actually think, let's use the example of The Big Losers. I don't know if you watch
the TV show, The Biggest Loser.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there was one study that a doctor, Kevin is his name, he studied for 6 years, the 14 people that was in The Biggest Loser. So people end up lost like 280 pounds on like of fat, of weight on that program. So they completely transformed their lives in 13 weeks. So these 13 weeks, they have all the support, different environment, support, psychological support, food, trainers. they had everything and they were out of their routine. Yeah? So they could go to this place where change happens easily, mm-hmm. this environment. Now, when they finish, you can see the pictures, people looking stunning. You're like, wow, this really works. When you see the results after 6 years, most of them, 13, got yo-yo back and even more than in the initial weight. One kept lost and losing, and she became a body coach. There is one that did the stomach surgery. And that's why the weight is down now.
Getting the stapling, like the stomach band, so you can't eat as much. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening there? What this guy, this doctor, Kevin, discover is you dysregulate the hormone. If you starve yourself and you put yourself throughout this starvation diet, you dysregulate leptin, a hormone, and you end up feeling more hungry. So after this diet, you're going to be so hungry, so hard to control yourself. The other thing is the body starts to lose less calories per day, around 500
is it
to
because,
600.
Is it because your body feels like you're starving and it's trying to hold on to some of those calories and stuff?
The body is wired for survival. So the body is trying to protect you. It feels like, wow, we're not going to have food anymore. It will try to get back and will try to protect you. So right now you need to eat very little and you burn very little. So the body thinks it's doing a great job, but become almost impossible for those people to maintain the weight or to don't put weight. And you don't think they are weak. The body is dysregulated. There is no one drip of weakness on them. Uh-huh. It's dysregulated up to 6 years after this diet.
Now, let me ask you, though, is it also, you know, I talked about this and, you know, it with the food cost and stuff going up and you know, just inflation, and a lot of people think that it's more expensive to eat healthy, because here in the United States it's like you can go to a fast food place and you can get the order from the dollar menu or something, and people think, is that a misnomer that people think that you got to be rich to be able to eat healthy, that it's more expensive?
I think that is true on this. It is more expensive. You eat something fresh and natural than if you buy fast food or a package of biscuits. Mm. It is true. It is more expensive. Now, in the condition that you don't have much money to buy, you actually can plant your own food. You can choose things that are cheaper. I use a lot of eggs in my nutrition. They're very cheap. But if you also put in your calculator the price of being sick and in the United States, that's a fortune. The price of missing work because you are sick. Or you lack of energy, so you cannot get a better work or more work. So out of this, you have to calculate as well. But I always think there is solutions. You might go to the market and buy at the end of the market will be cheaper. Mm-hmm. You might, here in UK, we can have the odd box. So it's a box of vegetables that they would throw away because it's a little bit bended. Or it's a funny shape.
Oh yeah, I know. And trust me, I've been there. I've definitely, you know, Ronald brings up a great point. You know, he says, eggs, you know, for the longest time we were talked to, you know, a lot of eggs, you know, you got to go with egg whites because you're worried about your cholesterol and stuff. But I mean, protein is protein, right? I mean, do you think that a lot of back in the day, because back in the day, the Surgeon General here in the United States was like, smoking was good for you and all that stuff, you know? You know, like they come out with all these, like if you cook your meat too much, the char, it could cause carcinogens and cancer and stuff. Just eating just like regular meals without preservatives. Is preservatives the evil when it comes to dieting?
Yes, I think we have to get back to think about the more natural, the better. And preservatives, all the names you cannot read in the label, all of these you should be scared of. You shouldn't be scared of normal food. You should be scared of all the names you cannot read.
Yeah.
And all this, the problem is it becomes so easy to buy food and so cheap, this food packed with sugar, preservatives, and everything that is no good for your body, that we have disease that we never had before.
Is sugar the worst thing? Is sugar, everybody says they want to name the worst thing, but like sugar, I've been reading more and more, sugar is just bad, right?
Sugar is bad. The worst thing, I don't know, for each person, I think we'll have a worst thing, because for some people, the worst thing will be gluten, will be dairy. If they have inflammation intolerance, will be something else. But sugar is not good. Do I like sugar? Ask me. I love sugar. If I could, I would just eat sugar. So I would say it is bad. We now know that sugar feed cancer and most of the disease and inflammation. Now, the main thing here is, does people can correlate what they eat with what they feel, the emotions they feel, and how they perform in their day, and what will cause in their health? I don't think they go that far.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fully understand what is going on in their bodies, and if you think about your car, I don't know if you have a car, but would you put really crap
in your car? In your car, yeah. Would you? Yeah, I mean, no. People care more about their cars and their and their mode of transportation than what they do their own body.
Yeah. And how would you build your house? Because food is nothing but the building blocks that your body needs to repair. While we are talking here, there is liters of blood being filtered and everything that is going on. You don't need to think to beat your heart. You don't need to think to grow your nails. You don't need to think for any of the function that is going on in your body right now. So the minimum is giving back the building blocks that the body needs. And we need to correlate. If we give to our pet really wrong food, they get really sick. Mm-hmm. We are not different.
Yeah.
We are not different.
Ronald made a comment, nothing tastes better than skinny feels. Now, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, they want to go skinny, but there are people that are really, really healthy that they just have a bigger body type, correct?
Yeah, they can. Everything we can change. Yeah. Every body shape, size-wise, we can change all of this. The matter is how healthy you are, how happy you are. When there is a lot of fat, there is inflammation. We all know about this. Risk of diseases are higher. So there is no way we can say fatter body is okay because it's fine. No, it's not fine because of your health. So we need to do something about. It's about your health, not about the looks. But the looks, as well, they count. They make people feel more empowered,
confident,
whatever.
Yeah. Now, Mariana, I want to ask you this. So, like, you know, everybody was like, oh, they got that friend that's super healthy and stuff. Like, do your friends ever be like, all right, Mariana, like, when you go out to eat with your friends, do they all like, oh, man, I shouldn't order this because I feel like Mariana's going to be judging me or whatever. And also on the other side, you know, guys, you know, like, you're, I don't know, are you married? Are you dating anybody? Like, because
I am married.
You're married. So, like, when you first met your husband and stuff, was there like...
Oh, he's a beautiful lady. He's a wife.
Oh, it is a wife. Oh, see, that's amazing. Now, let me ask you that, because here in Central Florida, we, we have a very big LGBTQT community here in Central Florida, and it's great. I love it. You know, I think, you know, we had the Pulse nightclub shooting here in Central Florida, and I really think that that opened up a lot of people's minds and stuff. Now, when you first started dating somebody, your wife at the time, like, was there like, oh man, was she worried? Like, you know, because if you're a fitness guru, health guru, dietitian, like, was that like really hard at first? Yeah. It was?
Yeah. People all get tense with me until they get to know me. I'm not there to judge anybody. Mm-hmm. Each one take their own decisions, isn't it? And I really don't want to be the annoying one saying you what to eat, what not to eat. Yeah. If you want to know something, you ask me and I can help. But I definitely not going to be like this. But she definitely got anxious before, and she thought like, oh, I never really date someone that have the body better than mine, and that's wow. I feel anxious about, and I'm on.
Did you meet your wife in Brazil or in the United Kingdom?
No, here.
Really?
United Kingdom.
Now, yeah. and look, I find you very, very fascinating, and if I'm ever like prying and stuff, so like, is same-sex marriage acceptable in Brazil, or is
yeah, it is.
Is okay,
it is,
because
it
I you know, like I feel as the generations go, more and more, you know, people are more accepting, and I really feel like it's a great thing. I just wasn't for sure if that was something that you had to deal with growing up in Brazil, because some, you know, some countries are not as tolerant as others.
Yeah, back in my time, it was more complicated. I heard about one of my friend that was hated her a lot, mm-hmm. And she ended up in coma. So much was the violence
so
against
sad.
This couple. But right now I'm very, very long time away from Brazil, and I think things are better. Mm-hmm. I think things being evolving, apart of the president right now, I don't think he helps for things to evolve.
Everybody said he was kind of like the Brazilian version of Donald Trump. Like he was just like way out there crazy with his ideas and stuff down there. What is his name? Bolas or...
Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't give publicity for him.
We
never
should
speak his word.
Now, how long did it take you? At what age did you go to the United Kingdom?
I came 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to Australia and then back to London. I came by chance here, really. You asked me before. I think it's by chance and by whatever life wants me to come by. I came by chance, really.
Was there any culture shock? What was the biggest thing that you had to like get used to going to like Australia and the United Kingdom, being from Brazil?
I think the biggest thing in United Kingdom is when I came here, I used to kiss 3 times people and hug a lot. But the first time I start to do this, people start to get red. And and if I do this in a man, the girlfriend would be a little bit mad on me. And I'm like, oh, people don't quite have this culture here. Mm-hmm. When I start to see that I start to cause some problems, I start to be more English. So now when I get back to Brazil, people don't quite understand the way I behave. So I think this is one main thing. In Brazil, people tell their whole life mm-hmm. why they are in the lift with you. Here, people don't tell. They tell about the weather. Mm-hmm. They tell about something else. But in Brazil, they go straight to the point. What is
exactly.
going on in their life.
I mean, that's great. Different. My friend, Miss Amy Sinha, she says we don't hug here in the United Kingdom. She's from Wales. She's from Swansea. I don't know. Have you ever been to Wales before?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also a big Doctor Who fan, so I went to the United Kingdom. I went to Wales just to be able to see where they filmed Doctor Who and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go, two things. All right. So what are some of the tips for people that are wanting to start a healthy lifestyle? You know, we're in the third month now. Everybody does New Year's resolutions and stuff. And I feel like you're setting yourself up for failure when it comes to these New Year's resolutions. What are some of the basic tips that you would tell somebody that's wanting to change their life for the better when it comes to their health?
The first thing I would say is, if you what you've been trying haven't been giving you any results, you gotta change the way you are doing things, because you're gonna get sick of not getting results, of failure. The tips I would give, and that's basically my methodology, is we need to change a little bit your mindset and really find the things that don't focus in the things you don't want. Don't focus in, I don't want to be fat anymore. I don't want to look like this. Focus where you focus, your energy goes, your attention goes. Focus in the positive. Start to think about how you're going to look when you lose this weight. How you're going to look there when you achieve it. And you start to think and feel in this place with clarity.
Mariana, somebody in my chat room brought up a great point, and I've been doing this a little bit. What about intermittent fasting? Like, is that a fad thing? Like not eating after a certain time at night and waiting until a certain time the next morning? You know, I've read a little bit about this intermittent fasting, is that it does kind of like reset your immune system. It's good for certain things. Is that a trap, or is that something you recommend?
No, I would say that the majority of things for some people will work. For some people, keto diet will work. The point is what people can sustain for life, sustain for a time. I want change that people cannot just do, because that's the problem of diets. They do for 1 month, 2 months, and they back to the same pattern. So what can they sustain for life and be happy with their life? The other thing is intermittent fast and cheat day.
Fozzie, so, somebody in the chat room said, does Mariana have a cheat day? And I think it's impossible to stay hardcore on a diet like 24/7, 365 a year. Do you have cheat days? And what is your like one thing that you smash? And by smash, like you love to eat. Like if you're gonna have a cheat day, what is your one thing?
Yeah. So the main thing why I can sustain, and let's say 365, not 365, but I always have one cheat meal, not a cheat day. A cheat day is far too much.
Yeah.
A cheat day, you might eat what you could eat in a month in this day. Because if you've been doing a crazy diet, you just open the Pandora box and then you might do a lot more harm than less. What I really teach is I drive people to a place where they start to make choices, better choices, choices that can drive them to the place where their dreams are. Dreams are in any part of their life. They need the energy in this body. So they need to give things that are good for them. So with that in mind, intermittent fast, is that a good thing? Yes, for some people it's really good. For some people, if you have some problems in the gut, let's say you have colitis, you have some kind of IBS.
Diverticulitis is a big thing. You know, a lot of people getting, you know, diverticulitis here in the United States, which is like IBS type thing.
Yes, some situations just doesn't work. And sometimes you really have to see to your body, to your condition. It's more, the more you know your body, the more you can test things and stick with it or not.
Nedley Mandingo says, does your stomach really shrink if you don't, like if you start, like, is that a myth? Everybody thinks, you know, your stomach shrinks if you don't eat that much.
You know, it's it does have the portions you eat. You can change, absolutely change, if you start to eat less. And especially if you drink fizzy drinks, it will expand it, the quantity that fits on your stomach. So it's always important to start to reduce for a reasonable amount. So I would say if you just change and don't do seconds, if you, in America, you guys do,
I always leave the last bite.
And how much you want.
I always, like, when I eat something, like, I'll leave a couple of bites, you know, because in the South, especially in America, it's like your parents are like, clean your plate. You can't leave the table until you eat all your food. Is that where we get into that bad diet because of, you know, when you're a kid, you're like a sponge, you soak up everything. Mm-hmm. And are our diet ways like taught to us when we're younger?
Yeah, that definitely there is this. The portions in America are oversized. It gives you 2-3 meals.
We're fat Americans. We're fat pigs here in the United States.
I lived there in Washington, D.C. for a time and it was a wonderful time, but I put it 6 kilos because the drinks, you pay the same price and you can free
fill them up. Yeah.
And everything you buy in the supermarket was cheaper to buy two than to buy one. It was crazy. So I really had to learn to pay attention in portion and start to take home. If you don't want to throw away, take home. Make sure you ask your burger. Without the burger, let's cut the burger, put lettuce, or you choose the restaurant that give food that feed your dreams, food that love you back, I would say.
Artificial sweetener, everybody thinks, oh, it's not real sugar. Is it still bad?
It depends. The ones, aspartame and all these things is terrible. It destroys your neurons. There is some natural that are good, like stevia. There's others that are fine. But I would say, like, if you drink Diet Coke, it's been proven now that your body will think that is raising sugar.
It's sugar, and so it's turning it into, like it is sugar.
Yeah, and you're going to start to crave more sugar because your body is quite off receiving this. So I would say, like, you're going to suffer. You have to make a very strong decision. If it's your must, if you want to lose weight as much as you want to breathe, you start to make different choices that are not hard for you anymore because you want that. You know, when you work in a project and like you work very hard.
Well, thank you.
You are always on and you are always producing, bringing content, different things.
Wow, can I hire you as my publicist? Can I hire you as my publicist? Mariana, before we go, you still didn't answer. What is your go-to cheat food? Like the one thing you know is bad for you. And you said you put on...
Brownies.
Now, let me ask you this, though. When you said you put on weight here in America, what was your one, like, America rips off all types of cuisines and stuff, but, like, what was your one American thing you were like, oh, so good, I get it. Hot dogs? No hot dogs?
No, I got into Mexican food that had close to the rowing club because there was rice and beans, like in Brazil, but the portions was bigger, way bigger. And the free refills was also tempting to me. I think a rower. And I was training the whole time for you to see how much food influence the weight.
The only thing I know about rowing, and it's my American brain, the only reason I like got into rowing is because... Now, how many people were on a rowing team? Were you a solo person or were you on a team?
I was doing singles. Okay. Yeah, singles.
But isn't it, don't they call it the coxman or something? Or what is that? As an American, we always like, oh, coxman. Is that something like in rowing? Is that the person at the front of the boat that's saying, row, row, row?
Yeah. Yeah. They do a bigger job than this, but they do this as well.
I know. Well, Mariana, I really enjoyed this. I followed you on social media and stuff because I want to keep up with you. And you know, when I have these guests on that are good, and you are fantastic, thank you. I would like to have you on every so often to do like a shorter segment, you know, maybe giving some tips and stuff for us fat Americans and stuff. Is that something you would be interested in?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Tell my audience once again, before I let you go, where they can check out any of your content and stuff.
Thank you. Go for my Instagram at Mariana.
Oh, I got to check this out.
_
I'm sorry. Cadori. I'm being a guy. I just want to be like, you know, my guy audience would, you know, they're wanting to check out your Instagram. So I'm just saying.
And then my website will be marianacadori.com. Let's see if we. MARIANACADORE.com. So
I got to get one of your books. If I get my producer, yes.
16 May will be the launch date. Let's talk before this and let's put people can go for my waiting list now, and I will give many bonus for the ones in my waiting list in the launch date.
All right. Well, listen, Mariana, I really appreciate it. I just followed you on Instagram as well, too. So I hope you have a great night. And I really appreciate you staying up late over in the United Kingdom to speak with me.
Thank you so much. You are amazing.
All right.
Have a great.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. So I know, like, I get carried away with my interviews and stuff. Yeah, no hard out. I know, we're getting to it. I'm sorry, man. I go a little bit.
Was real.
So before I got into the interview with Mariana, I was talking about this. This is one of the biggest Florida stories that Nedley, thank you, my friend. By the way, I'm almost like, I think I've almost hit all of my benchmarks for Twitch. I need to start plugging Twitch more. I need to talk to little Lemmy. And I got to talk to some of my other Twitch people to get that. Thank you, Miss Amy Sinha. But thank you, Mr. Nedley Mandingo. But before I got into that interview, I was playing some audio, and I sold this. This is one of the most Florida stories I've seen in quite some time. This guy over on the west coast of Florida, on the Redneck Riviera, that's more towards the Big Bend area. But in the Tampa area, this guy bought some methamphetamines. And he called law enforcement because he felt like he got bath salts.
A Spring Hill man called authorities concerned about the meth that he had just purchased from strangers.
And, you know, it's like Florida, they go back and forth for the longest time until they came up with the pill database. Everybody was coming to Florida to get their pain pills and stuff. But now it seems like it's moving back to the good old meth here in Florida. Plus the cocaine laced with fentanyl and stuff. But man, I don't know how I feel about this. I think you should be able to call law enforcement. And if you are a drug addict and you think you got bad meth, I think you should be able to call law enforcement with immunity. Because if you're calling to have some, you're either so drugged out you don't know any better, or you're trying to be a responsible drug user.
At a bar.
Yeah, this is real. He wanted to know if the meth was real or fake. And tonight we got our hands on this bizarre 911 call. 41-year-old Thomas Colucci called the Hernando County.
Yep, exactly. Look at the little picking marks on his forehead there. That's meth. It's meth and basalt.
County Sheriff's Office Friday night. Authorities say he told deputies he bought meth from a man he met at a bar.
He said, all right, me and my friend are coming over to give it to you.
And that's the other thing. If you're going to, and look, I'm not pushing drugs on people. I used to be one of those people. I used to be an alcoholic. I used to do drugs, stuff like that. But you got to find somebody you can trust. Because it seems like a lot of the drug dealers now are not good businessmen. And business, rule number one in business is that you don't want to kill your customers. And like that kid that got busted down in South Florida for selling the cocaine to the Army cadets that was laced with fentanyl, do you think he really wanted to give fentanyl to some customers? No, he didn't. He didn't want to do that because it's bad for business. You don't want to be known as the drug dealer that's selling cocaine with fentanyl in it that's killing people.
And I heard him laughing in the background.
Colucci told authorities he was...
That just sounds like meth paranoia there. This guy was not... This guy had already been doing meth. He had already been doing meth, and he's paranoid because he thought that the guys were laughing at him. You know, I've been around a lot of drug users, and they really didn't give a damn if people were laughing that you bought drugs from.
Was a, quote, experienced drug user who, quote, knew what it should feel like.
And when I broke it up, it looked just like it. So I sniffed a little bit, and what I think I got was bath salts.
Or just, exactly. I mean, I should have asked Mariana that. Memo to Tampa Terry and Iggy McGillicuddy, I'm running shit up in here. Run. Tell that to your Bubba Army chat room. Okay, well, I don't want to get involved. Like, this isn't like clone on clone crime against each other in the jungle in Jim Rome. David Rivera. God, David, thank you so much. $20 coming in. Hoorah, Semper Fi, my friend. I don't know. David, is it in bad taste of somebody that's not a Marine to say Semper Fi? I've always wanted to ask Vulture that. Vulture is a Marine. I guess once a Marine, always a Marine. He's a seaman now.
She then requests an unmarked squad car from the dispatcher.
I don't want anybody to come in the house because okay. I'm really paranoid. These guys are plotting to kill me.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's not being a responsible drug user. This guy is, like, just paranoid. This guy's probably been up for 3 or 4 days.
We
just said an unmarked car so I could show him what he sold me. I really just want to show a police officer what he sold me.
Okay, look. I've worked with numerous radio stations that have done gun buyback programs. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's against the Second Amendment. No, we did Kicks for Guns at Real Radio 104.1 in Orlando. And a lot of people did not believe us. They thought there was a catch to it. But people would turn in guns. No questions asked. They didn't have any cameras. They didn't take down people's information. So if a guy is wanting to have his drugs tested out and is willing to call law enforcement, I really think that this guy should not be in trouble.
But despite being paranoid on the call, Colucci hopes the strangers don't get in trouble.
I really don't want to get these guys arrested. Yeah. I just want to come to know that if something happens to me.
This guy, he knows snitches get stitches and end up in ditches like bitches.
Authorities said Colucci handed them 2 bags of the drug. Field testing confirmed the presence of methamphetamine. Colucci was charged.
Did it have bath salts in it, though? It could have been cut. Could have been cut with bath salts or fentanyl.
Charged for possession of the drug and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
And the sheriff's office sent us this statement. If you or someone you know have doubts about the authenticity of any illegal narcotics you have on hand or have obtained from another person, the Hernando County Sheriff's Office is pleased to provide this service.
Okay, so you cannot say that unless you're offering if you need to be offering immunity. You know, a lot of people think I'm crazy when I say this. I don't have problems with those like setups and some of these. I know a lot of the conservatives hate this, but there is a big, big drug problem in a lot of these cities and stuff. And a lot of conservatives get all upset when they have these like rooms or areas where you can, like, if you're a heroin user and you want to shoot up, they give you clean needles and they make sure it's in a safe environment. These people are going to do this either way. You're going to get AIDS and HIV spreading. You could like stop that a little bit because these people are going to do these drugs if you like it or not. And I really don't have a problem like setting up these safe areas for people to like use their drugs responsibly. Also, in Florida news, one of my, favorite law enforcement agencies.
Undercover operation.
This is the thing I like about Grady Judd. He's got a great marketing team. You know, March Madness is about to start, and I think they called this sex trafficking sting, March sadness. I mean, I love a good pun.
Major undercover operation targeting child.
By the way, Kirsten O'Connor, man, she just had a kid too. You can kind of like, just women have a little bit of a glow to them after pregnancy. I've always thought Kirsten O'Connor, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, this is kind of my holiday. Kirsten O'Connor, whew. My other one is Kellyanne Class from WEHS. Yeah, I know. Eyebrows are on fleek.
Predators ends with more than 100 people arrested in Polk County, including a theme park worker. The sheriff's office.
This is, okay, this is also the other thing. Grady will do these sex trafficking stings all the time. Yeah, Grady is the best. I like him, and I like Sheriff Mike Chitwood, kind of a sidewinder. But Grady always gets a Disney employee when they do these sex trafficking. And, you know, like, this is, like, now it's kind of, like, becoming like, this is happening. Like, how many pedophiles are working for Disney?
Saying it was all a result of a multi-agency effort investigating human trafficking and prostitution. News 6's Amanda Castro explains how law enforcement caught them.
108 people are facing charges.
Yeah, look at that. Operation March Sadness 2. Like, I know for a fact, when I'm at the Orange, Osceola, Polk County line, I always pull over. I always pull over and I check my lights. I check my blinkers, my brakes, my tag lights. Because Polk County is the one county you do not want to get caught fucking around. And if you are a pedophile and you've been in the Central Florida area for any time, why would you fuck around and go to Polk County? I mean, it's General Akbar from Star Wars. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Arrested in a 6-day undercover human trafficking operation called Operation March Sadness 2.
We're online to stop them from getting to children.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says his agency worked with local law enforcement to take down John seeking prostitutes, as well as free victims from human trafficking. But he says the grand slam arrests were these four child sex predators.
This guy right here. I think this is the guy that works at Disney. But man, what's going on, Disney?
This is huge. Four arrests of this magnitude in a week is simply remarkable.
Including 27-year-old Xavier Jackson, a lifeguard at Disney.
Am I going to be the only one that says it? Isn't this kind of an anomaly? And I'll let you sit here, but this guy is a lifeguard. I'll leave it at that. You know, the stereotypes and stuff. This guy is a lifeguard and a pedophile.
Jackson, a lifeguard at Disney.
He thought he was chatting with a 14-year-old. And he sent photos of himself doing things that's totally inappropriate.
And another big arrest during...
You know, please. This is also the other thing, okay? I don't understand why the news or law enforcement... I think that we need the details. We need the dirty details to know what type of... No, Foz, I'm warning you that that is off limits. So Brother Kevin's the best man at my wedding. Yeah, I don't understand why you would think that that would even be cool to say. Just throwing a warning out there. Please. Off limits. And even though you're an advertiser, I'm not going to, like, put up with that. But I get it. You're working, kid. You're working. You just a little too stiff there.
In the operation, 32-year-old Tiffany Nash.
It's not often we arrest traffickers at the undercover site, but we did.
Judd says Nash worked at an Orlando KFC. He says she was arrested.
I gotta tell you, if I'm gonna buy chicken, this is the type of chick I want to buy chicken from.
Arrested during the operation for trafficking a young woman.
She would force this young lady, this victim, to come along. This deal was for
look. Sex trafficking, pedophilia is wrong no matter who it is, but a woman doing it to another female, this bitch needs to just be put under the jail. Build it on top of her. Use her for foundation.
$300. If this lady were lucky, she would get $20.
Judd says law enforcement was lucky they found the victim and got her help.
So she's not criminally charged, and she's not up here on this board because she's immediately turned over and treated as a victim, not a criminal suspect in an event.
Judd adding law enforcement will not stop until criminals like this are behind bars.
We'll be back.
All right, so I think what Grady is doing is great. Hold on. But over here it says offer to commit prostitution. And this is not me trying to shock jock or anything like that. But I know that you got to be careful with this type of stuff. But if it's a woman that is not being forced into prostitution, she is of age, I think what two consenting adults do is their own business. And like I said, you got to stay on top of all of them. But if it is somebody that is down on their luck and they want to sell their body for sex and they're being safe and they're not underage or they're not being forced, I don't have a problem with prostitution. It's better than a female out there stealing and robbing or begging for money. I have no problem if a woman or a man that wants to sell their body for sex and they're not being forced to do it, I don't have a problem with it. That's why it's called the world's oldest profession.
Behind bars.
We'll be back. And if you...
Who are you? Are you the Terminator now, Grady?
You violate the law, we're going to take you to jail. That's a guarantee.
Amanda Castro, getting results, News 6.
News 6 has asked Disney for a comment about Jackson's arrest.
That is also the other thing. Like, I never understood why the news goes out and tries to get a comment or go to a pedophile's house and knock on their door. They're not going to answer you. It's a waste of time.
We're told he is on unpaid leave.
Yeah, okay. So you expect Disney to come out from animating, doing some sales or something? They put out to keep the gravy train going. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah, there's always going to be a demand for prostitution. I don't know. I know that a lot of people probably don't agree with my opinion on that. But like I said, if they're not being forced into doing it, I really don't have a problem. And finally, I wanted to play this. This is up in Jacksonville.
Sex sent the victim lewd images of himself.
Now, this is some jobber news station, by the way. But, sheriff, you know, Grady and his guys, I don't think you would ever see a cop in Polk County get caught up. Because you would know, like, all right, there's a good chance I'm going to get caught. If I'm a pedophile and I'm on Grady Judd working for Polk County, that would be the last place you would want to work at. But up in Jacksonville, this guy ended up getting caught sending pictures to an underage workout buddy. And this is just sick.
Sex sent the victim lewd images of himself, including photos and videos featuring full frontal nudity that also included the suspect's face. He also sent the victim pictures of himself in a police uniform.
Okay. I'm not laughing because this is really, really sad, but holy crap. If you're a cop and you're sending sexual images to a underage person, why would you wear your police uniform?
Use this noon, a Jacksonville sheriff's officer on the wrong side of the law charged with computer sex crimes on a 16-year-old.
Renato Gregorio is on your side live.
This is why I said that this is a jobber news station, because they've left it on. This is not me. I'm not having technical difficulties here. This is, they've left it on this. And I do agree. That guy needs a step stool, or don't have your second in command standing next to you as a reference of judgment on how short you are.
At the Clay County Sheriff's Office headquarters in Green Cove Springs. Now, Renata, we know that officer.
This chick is like somebody that they got off of the street here. This is like some AV student at a high school that they got to do this.
Lives in Clay County.
Yes, he does. And the gym is also in Clay County.
Look at this guy. Did she like get like taken from a time machine back in the day? This is like some stuff you would see a woman wear at Woodstock. Look at this. This is like some hippie chick that they gave like a blunt to. They're like, hey, you want to do this news report for me? We need you to just stand out in front of the Clay County Sheriff's Department.
It is called My Time Fitness at Lake Asbury, according to police.
I bet My Time Fitness is like, oh, crap. I mean, that is some bad advertisement. Why would you blow in the fitness place? Why, where this guy met this underage kid? Like, I mean, I don't know. Do you have to mention the place?
Now, they say that this suspect, who is a nearly 16-year veteran at JSO named Alejandro Carmona.
And you had to do it right by the street. Get some better microphones and stuff, because I can hear all the traffic going by.
Allegedly went to that gym.
Oh, Nelly Mandingo. I'm glad you brought that up. I saw that story, and I forgot to get it. Nelly Mandingo wrote this, and I did. Tuttle, did you cover the Netflix lawsuit on cooties at all? No, but I want to, and I'm going, as soon as I end the show, I'm going to pull that news story.
And exchange Snapchat information with a 16-year-old boy. Now, this boy thought, he says that he was expecting to get any workout advice. Instead, Carmona allegedly took steps that ended up here, arrested, and will end up him up.
Oh, man, this old broad's having, listen, she got stumbled. Once you start stumbling, it's hard to catch up.
Here, arrested, and we'll end up him up here at the courthouse. Clay County Undersheriff Ron Lenve tells us Carmona.
Somebody is in the background backing up a snorkel lift because you can hear the beep, beep, beep.
Sent multiple nude pictures.
Yeah, you can see the guy right there. Look, I didn't even notice that. There is a dude on a snorkel lift up there working on the side of the building right there. Right above where this guy's got his back trunk open. You can see the guy on the snorkel lift there.
And pictures in his police uniform. And this is part of why they say the investigation was quick, starting the last week of February. Carmona is facing these felony charges: online solicitation of a child, transmission of harmful material to a child, unlawful use of a two-way communication device, meaning he was using his phone. Now we asked...
Two-way communication. When I hear two-way communication, walkie-talkie CB, not a phone, but I guess it would fall under that definition.
Lanve, what advice he has to parents to keep their children safe?
Do you really have to be a nosy parent and kind of get into that stuff? Being involved is the primary prevention technique.
Man, they're doing all types of work. Now the snorkel lift is over here. Well, yeah, I mean, rule number one as a parent, you should tell your underage kid, don't meet strange men in a gym and ask for workout advice. Your old man once scored 3 touchdowns in a state high school football game. Come to me for advice, not some stranger.
They say Carmona posted...
Oh, that's a semi coming by, like, using the Jake break. Fish on Jay. Is this Jake break all day? You can hear the 18-wheeler, like, throw on the Jake break there.
They say Carmona posted bond and was released.
That's Jake break all day.
Released. JSO is seeking
No, that's not Jake break. That's somebody in a Honda Civic with some pipes.
The JSO...
That sounded like Jake Brinkley.
Was released. JSO is seeking termination. The JSO undersheriff says he is the fourth police officer with JSO that they have arrested this year.
Yeah, all right. Like I said, Jobber News Network. Anyways, guys, going to get out of here. If you're listening to the audio version and you would like to check out the live version, it's happening Monday. Starting Monday, I am going to start the show at 7. I'm going to try it out for a week. The only reason I started the show tonight at 6 is because I didn't tell my producer, Vulture, that I was going to try to start it at 7, and I had the interview. So, guys, I want to thank everybody that donated tonight, donated to the cause. I really, really appreciate it. This thing's starting to build. It really, really is. Oh, yeah, and my advertiser, don't forget to hit up Bubba Blim. Yes, if you're in, if you want to hire, like, because it is a little pricey to be able to get the real Bubba the Love Sponge, but if you want a Bubba the Love Sponge impersonator for any of those needs, you can easily do that. Just email Bubba the Love Sponge Blim, B-L-E-M. Where is that email? Right here. Wait, what is it? Yeah, it's bubbalovespongeblim@gmail.com for any of your booking needs. If you're wanting to get somebody that is a Bubba the Love Sponge impersonator, go to and hire Bubba Blim, which is Fozzie. Go to that email, bubbalovespongeblim@gmail.com. All right, guys, getting out of here. I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight's show. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.